Daryl, that feels like a really tough one to take today, especially as much improved.
I think it's Groundhog Day for a lot of our games this season. That's why it's going to be a long season. Let's make no bones about it. We are where we are now, where we deserve to be, because of both boxes. We missing very, very, very good chances. The other team's taking their chances. It's as simple as that. I think some players need a bit of a break, if I'm honest with you, but it's very difficult when you've got the injury list that we've got at the minute. Picked up another one today in suspensions. Three centre-halves missing today, two from injury, one suspension. Centre-forwards, I think, are feeling the weight on the shoulders because they're not taking the opportunities. So we've just got to keep with them, keep working with them, and body and mind, to be honest with you, and try and give them that confidence and that result, that win, that goal, or something that can kick us on. I keep saying this and I'm a frustrated man saying it. I don't think there's a lot in the league, to be honest with you. Games are won on fine margins, and at the minute, at the top end of the pitch, all the way course through these first 16 league games, we've missed really good opportunities, key moments. And what happens then is that players lack that confidence. You know, they go and we have a great chance one-on-one, miss it, they go straight down with the next 30 seconds and the ball's in the back of our net, and that deflates the team. But they've got to rise above that. I was disappointed in the last 20 minutes. I just thought we ran out of ideas and feeling a little bit sorry for ourselves, and that can happen when you're on the run we are. So it's going to be a long old season, but I think me fans already know that, you know, and keep working away. My staff, I thought we could have quite easily won the game today, but you don't win games if you don't finish chances.
It was the 30 seconds, wasn't it, in that second half, exemplified your season, missing that one-on-one and them scoring up the other end.
You know, we start the second half really bright, on the front foot, working the ball well. Obviously, lads gained a bit of confidence from equalising, but then you have that golden moment, you know, a couple of golden moments, to be honest with you, then you don't take them. Then all of a sudden they score probably with their first attack second half, and all of a sudden, flat, the atmosphere goes flat, which is no blame to the supporters whatsoever. It's just the way it is. And I knew it was going to be a tough job, but I didn't think it was going to be as tough as this at the minute. But we'll keep going, keep working hard, and just focus, really. Analyse it again, do a lot of analyse working. But I don't think it's rocket science to see where while we're not winning games, key moments in games. Mm-hmm. Few individual mistakes over the course of the last four or five games today, but there's one or two performances there that deserve a bit of credit. You know, we've got Corey Roberts, Cal Mollett out there, and Alfie Bates all come through the system, Liam Kinsella all come through the system, you know, and these boys are playing against players that are, you know, they're a lot more experienced than them, and they're a lot more proven than them. But I thought there was a couple of good performances out there, and, you know, fair play to Corey's first competitive game for 14 months. And we'll keep working with the group, but I don't think it's rocket science at the minute of where we need to be. We need to be taking our opportunities, taking the shot, which I thought we did more today, but we still didn't. You know, we still didn't score the goals that we should have done. Then momentum swings in games, then turns into your favour. So we'll keep going.
You alluded to it in your first answer. Is there anything you can do, and Brian on the touchline, about
Lavs
the reaction?
Lavs is coming. Who's, you know, disappointing for him to be out, but Lavs will be back on the grass next week. He stepped up his rehab. Should have one, two, three more. We've had a bit of problems this season. A lot of them have been compact injuries, to be honest with you, which you can't do a lot about. But we have some muscle injuries, but the training ground and whatnot's very boggy, very wet, so we have to analyse when we train in the training minutes and how intense we're doing. But there's players that need a bit of work as well, but a lot of work to do, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's five defeats in a row, it's fourth bottom, but where does that leave us?
Yeah, exactly where he says, isn't it? That's what it is. You know, listen, you can't put your head in the sand. My head in it. We've had an absolute disastrous October, you know, very promising September. October's been absolutely disastrous. Glad to see the back of it. We have to rebuild, regroup. Lost a lot of our fans at the minute, understandable. We got to win them back. It's just getting. There's no Houdini out there. There's no magic wand. You know, we got players out there that are a little bit inexperienced, learning, and one or two of the experienced boys are feeling the pressure a little bit, and a mixture of that. So you just got to keep working and working away until it swings, and it will swing. But feels very, very painful at the minute, and certainly not helping with the result today.
No, thanks, Darryl.
With Josh, how is he?
Early days to assess Liam, but I think it's his calf. You know, it sums us up a little bit at the minute, don't we? Picking up injuries, and I think when you're working with a club like Walsall, and that when you have players injured of an experienced nature, shall we call it, a little bit more of your experienced boys, underneath that you have more development sort of players. But that's how we are, that's how we have to be as a football club. And like I say, Walsall's always brought through the players, and like you say, positive for me, they've got four players on the pitch that have come through the system, and we'll continue to do that. And we're always going to find it difficult. You know, Mansell come into town, massive budget, big name players. You know, they signed one of our top goal scorer for off us, and you know, the difference today was that finishing in the top end.
And I think you alluded to it already in some of the positive performances. I think personally, Elijah, I thought did quite well as well. I mean, how do you assess those positives going
forward? You're hoping Elijah gets confidence from that. I think Rory's feeling the weight of the world on his shoulders at the minute. Had some tremendous chances that he normally slotted in for me over the years, but I think he's feeling it. I think you can't question his work rate and his desire, but he's not scoring the goals. He's putting a hell of a shift in for the team. He'll know that. I could say with Lav's coming back, hopefully Josh isn't too long out as well. And we need competition for places up there, take a little bit of pressure off the boys. Because, listen, they're an honest set. They really are. We're working very, very hard. I know my fans probably don't want to hear that. They want to see results. But we're working very, very hard, working long hours, doing a lot of analyst work, a lot of shape work, and mindset work a little bit as well. Because if you watch games up and down the country, it affects players that are on 100, 150 grand a week, never mind players on 200, 250 pound a week. So we just got to keep focusing and working, and hopefully start turning performances into wins.
Alongside yourself, you've got an experienced backroom team. You've got Marcus Stewart, who's been there and done it in front of the goal.
Yeah, no, listen, it's a counselling session for me strikers at the minute, isn't it? We do a lot of work on finishing, but like you say, I can finish in training, can't I? You know, it's under the pressure of games where you got to. That's why the strikers get paid the top dollars to put the ball in the back of the net. We haven't done it in massive moments. This, you know, it's probably the difference between a 12-point swing, to be honest with you, quite comfortably, that I don't feel like nobody's overrun us, oversteamed us in any game whatsoever. I think the standard of the league's very, very equal, which gives us hope for the future. But it's going to be a long season. I think my fans know that.
And just on top of that, quickly, I think from today's game, as you say, if those chances go your way, it's probably a comfortable win today. How do you go about fixing that now?
Well, listen, you just keep working with them, don't you? Like I say, there's no magic wand that's going to go out there. The window doesn't open until later on, and you got to keep working with your players and making them better. You know, players go through bad runs of form. I had loads of bad form throughout my player, you know, and you got to get them into form. So how you do that? Bit of psychology, plenty of work on a training pitch. But there's not a magic wand that's going to go bang. You're going to keep scoring goals and goals and goals. Just keep working on them.